Fearlessness, Conquering Fear by Vernon Howard, read by the author.
We'll talk about a subject tonight that's not very popular, because the experience of this topic is not at all popular. I'm talking about the experience of being afraid. You're all very much afraid, aren't you? So many fears you couldn't get them down into a large notebook. And so varied, and so mysterious, so hard to get a hold of and try to understand. But we can say that as a general covering statement, that human beings are simply afraid that they can't take care of themselves in this world. Doesn't that cover it pretty well? Human beings tremble and shake, fearing the rest of the day and tomorrow and the next 5 years, fearing that their strength is not adequate, that their wisdom can't meet the challenges of what's going to come up in domestic life or financial matters, that you're unable to handle yourself properly. So both the inner world and the exterior world becomes both mysterious and baffling. And we just don't know what to do about it. And this topic of fear is really very rarely discussed in depth. And the reason for that is that it is simply not understood by people. Even the experts. You ask a man who's supposed to know the answers, what about fear? And he will give you an answer, but I will almost guarantee you that that man is afraid himself. But if he has an image of being someone who's not afraid, who has conquered fear, if that's his image, then he must try to live up to that. But he'll go home scared and lonely like everyone else. I will tell you from the start, fear of all kinds, no matter what your fear is tonight, what dozens you may have, I will tell you that every single one of them can be dissolved in the light of higher understanding. Now there it is. Start with that while we proceed. We're even afraid that truth is going to harm us. Listen to that. Truth, reality, God, which is trying to take away our trembling, our anxieties.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?